A delegation of government and business leaders in McLean County will be making an annual pilgrimage to Washington, D.C. next week. They won't be passing the hat for federal dollars this time, at least not as much. Patrick Hoban, the CEO of the Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council, is heading up the One Voice trip. He talks with Eric Stock about this year being more of a fact-finding mission to explore how to expand broadband access throughout McLean County and how Bloomington and Normal should start planning to become smart cities. He says that will require IT infrastructure planning and, of course, money.
So right now, if you think about all the aspects that have to do with autonomous cars and the amount of infrastructure we're going to have to install going forward, we need to know what best practices are and make the connections out in D.C. so that we're hooked up with the right entities that could assist us when grants do become available.
So who would you be talking to?
For that one, we're going to go speak with MetroLab. So MetroLab is a consortium that has best practices for other smart cities across the U.S.
How does 5G technology play into this?
That is yet to be determined.
So what are the biggest obstacles to becoming a smart city?
I think the biggest obstacles right now is just knowing what we need to install. We don't want to be so far ahead of the curve that we install infrastructure that's out there, and then later on the Department of Transportation comes out with standards, and we're either below the standards and have to upgrade everything again. We are trying to avoid paying for it twice.
And alluding to cost, what kind of cost could you potentially be looking at? I know you're looking for grant dollars and funding opportunities, but ultimately some of this will have to come from the local community, right?
Possibly. And for us, like we said, it was the research side of things. We're not even sure what technology will need to be installed, where it will need to be installed, and just trying to blend that into upgrades that would be on the horizon anyway.
And so what kind of infrastructure are you talking about as far as towers, underground lines, those sorts of things?
A combination, yeah. So one just as simple as traffic lights. There's different traffic light technology that's out there. There's even different kinds of markings you can make on the street that make them more readable by autonomous vehicles. So that's why we want to meet with MetroLabs to see what other communities are implementing.
So if you give us a background on MetroLabs, what kind of work have they done on this so far?
Really, it's there's best practices. So it's what has been installed in other communities, and they're like a consortium that has a set of, I guess, a white paper or guidelines that we're just now, we'll hopefully have more information when we get back, but that's why we're meeting with them.
Do you have a conceptualization, even at this point, for 5, 10, 15 years from now, how much McLean County will have moved towards this effort?
It's really going to depend on how fast the regulations change when it comes to autonomous vehicles. But we want to be known as a smart city. We want to make sure that we have the infrastructure in place that's going to be able to handle everything that's coming. That's why we're really leaning towards resource efforts at this point.
And then how much does that tie in with urban planning? Autonomous vehicles could potentially significantly change the landscape in terms of parking, in terms of lanes, the number of lanes, the width of those lanes. How does that play into this?
It's tied in. You know, you're spot on. This is something that's going to impact every one of us around here, not just economic development, but also regional planning. So we do have a working group that's been getting together every other week, I believe, that's just talking about smart cities in general and making sure we're on the same page. That's with the Town of Normal, City of Bloomington, both universities, Heartland, and regional planning.
So after this visit, when will the follow-up be for funding requests? Will that be next year or before that?
It'll be before that. We'll have ongoing visits out to D.C. The nice thing about One Voice, it's all of us together going out there to build those relationships, but we at the EDC plan on following up individually as well.
This is still perhaps early in the process, but Normal Mayor Chris Koos, we spoke with briefly about this recently. He said he's concerned about the emergence of 5G with all of the antennas and leading to a potentially unsightly streetscape, sort of a clutter. How do you avoid that, and is that part of the discussion in thoughtful planning?
That is definitely part of the discussion, because you want to make sure that you've got policies in place that can hopefully turn this into a beautification effort. Maybe even incentivizing some things in order to be built a certain way.
Can it actually be made visually appealing or just less unsightly?
I want to say I've seen things in Florida where some of these look like palm trees. We're not going to go that far, but there could be ways that we could hopefully beautify the design.
And that would be a little incongruent here for Bloomington Normal, although it might be nice to think about on the cold weather days we've been having lately. So how will this technology make our lives better?
Well, it's all about connectivity. I mean, right now it's about speed and connectivity and making sure that we have the infrastructure in place that's going to handle some of the new vehicles that are coming, along with the technology as our cell phones become bigger and faster. I mean, so if you don't have that connectivity, it'd be similar to not having roads back in the day. So for us to be ready for the next generation of business, we have to make sure that the infrastructure is in place.
That is Patrick Hoban, CEO of the Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council, with Eric Stock. The delegation will seek federal funding for two local projects, a bus transfer center for Connect Transit and the Hamilton Road Extension in Bloomington.